President Karzai relied on his brother greatly in Kandahar, and Kandahar is an essential part of Afghanistan. It is one of the country's magnetic poles for the ethnic Pashtun, and it had been delivered to the government through the hands of Ahmed Wali Karzai, who had very strong tribal ties. He had very strong family connections in the area. He was consistently able to rally support for the government of Hamid Karzai. With him now dead, and apparently dead at the hands of an insurgency, it will call into question whether or not Kandahar will fall in line with Kabul. There will be a power vacuum, and that will affect Hamid Karzai's leadership. So this is a very difficult situation for the government in Kabul. It's a destabilizing event, and it comes at a time when an effort to regain control, to regain the momentum, especially in an area like Kandahar, is ongoing by the international forces. And so it just shows, again, that it's hard to find true security in Afghanistan, and that where there is a will, there is a way to destabilize the power structure and the government.
Ahmed Wali Karzai was accused of being involved in drug trafficking, accused of having connections with militants. In 2009, U.S. officials said that he was paid by the Central Intelligence Agency to help certain transactions on the ground, including communications with insurgents. Would some say that this is positive for Afghanistan that he's dead?
I had spoken to some Afghan politicians who were reluctant to speak on the day of his death that it might be a good development down the road. He was a very controversial figure. Ahmed Wali Karzai was a very shady character, and whether or not any of the accusations had merit, he had a reputation. He had it was a widely perceived identity that he was that he played an awful lot of shady games. So it is entirely possible if somebody else can be installed or put into that position who can keep their hands clean and even keep away from the perception of corruption that ultimately it might be a better path for Afghanistan, but it's far too early to say that. Regardless, there will be now a gap. There will be a vacuum at a critical strategic time, and in the short term, this cannot be looked on by anything but bad news.